Okay, let's talk about 5 unhinged red flags that you need to look out for when you're dating men. Some of these red flags are going to sound a little bit weird. That's why they're unhinged. Some of them you may not understand, but trust me, if you avoid these red flags, you have a 99% chance of meeting someone who's actually husband material. Quick disclaimer, this is dating advice for women that are seeking healthy, masculine men. For women that want to be provided for, that want to be cherished. This doesn't mean that you don't have your own ambitions or your own goals. It simply means that when you're dating, you're attracted to the types of men that are very manly, very masculine, and like providing and like protecting their women. Let's get into it. Unhinged red flag number 1. He has a preference for plastic surgery on women. Unless he's literally a plastic surgeon, he's not going to have any type of preference over a woman's body. A healthy masculine man is attracted to what he's attracted to. So whether it's a real body or a fake body, if you're his type, and if you are confident in your skin, he's going to be attracted to you. Keep in mind, most women can cut half their hair off, and it's gonna take their men 3 to 5 business days to realize that something has changed. So most healthy men don't have that kind of attention to detail where they're going to be nitpicking at your beauty and wanting you to change the way you look. If you see him idolizing women for their surgeries and for how they fit certain beauty standards, this is an indication that he's a little bit more feminine and he's very susceptible to external beauty standards. Because a lot of these things that are promoted as beauty standards, it's because other women find it beautiful. Other women look at women who do a lot of things to themselves, wear a lot of makeup, wear all these fancy clothes, and have their nails done. That impresses other women. That appeals to our feminine nature of being attracted to beauty and aesthetics. So if he's very much focused on that to the point where he's making you feel insecure, then that is a red flag, because it's usually undercover haters that try to make women insecure. They get these women who are confident, they break their confidence down and make them feel like they have to change themselves, and then that way everyone else sees that and is like, okay, well, I guess we also have to change ourselves. When in reality, these beauty standards are either created by other women or they're created by men that don't like women. I will see women who I see used to be men, but they went through surgeries to transform themselves, and they, to me, seem more feminine and more beautiful than some of these natural-born women who got so much surgery done to try to fit a beauty standard, right? They've butchered their bodies and their face to try to impress a man when the man they were trying to impress doesn't actually like women. Because men that care about women and like women will never encourage a woman to butcher her body. Most men care more about a woman's safety and a woman's happiness than they do about a specific thing that you could enhance on your body, like your breasts or getting a BBL or getting your lips done or whatever it is that you're thinking about doing because you see all celebrities and influencers are doing it. Remember, these celebrities and influencers oftentimes attract these types of feminine men who are low-key women haters and who actually just want to compete with their partner for attention, and they don't necessarily want a wife. So if you desire to get something done or get some enhancement done, do it because you have that burning desire to do it and it's going to make you feel better. You're not going to do it to try to impress someone else or to try to fit in and attract a man. In fact, if you're really smart, you'll get the man first and then make him pay for your surgeries. The way I see it, there needs to be a return on investment. If I'm going to get a surgery done and buy all the most expensive makeup and all the most expensive skincare and all the expensive jewelry and expensive clothes, it needs to give me something in return. So what is it that you actually want? You want the man that's going to cherish you, be loyal to you, provide for you, protect you. Do you need surgery to get that? No. Do you need makeup to get that? No. Do you need fashion and trends and beauty standards to get that? No. there's women that are doing all the right things. They got all the perfect surgeries to look exactly how everyone thinks women should look. They're wearing all the expensive clothes. They're wearing all the expensive jewelry. They're wearing all the expensive makeup. They take 3 hours to get ready every single day. And guess what? They're still not happy. They still don't have a husband. They still can't keep a man. And even if they can keep a man, the men that they can keep don't treat them well. Just like there's women who don't do any of that, who also aren't happy and also don't get the relationships they want. So that is proof to you that you don't have to do all of these things. It's optional. You invest in the things that add value to your soul and add value to your energy, because what you attract and the relationships you attract are based off of your confidence and your self-worth. Not the way you look, not the communication style and communication tips you're following, not the friends that you have, not the job that you have. No, it's your energy. That's what attracts. Unhinged red flag number 2. He cares about fashion and jewelry. Healthy masculine men are very, 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 very simple. They're not concerned with fashion trends. They're not concerned with being stylish. They're not concerned with bling, bling, bling. Most healthy men will have their favorite watch and their wedding band. And they're gonna wear the same t-shirt every day and the same pants every day in different colors, maybe if they're a little bit more creative. But they're very, very simple. They're not concerned with all the things us women are concerned with, being trendy and stylish and fashionable and being in season, out of season, all of these things that were invented by women for women. Those are things that healthy men typically do not participate in unless it's their business to, unless they work in the industry. Remember the purpose of fashion and jewelry. The purpose of fashion and jewelry, number 1, is self-expression, and number 2, which is how most people use it, to get attention. So ask yourself, who is he trying to get attention from? Is he trying to get attention from women? Or is he trying to get attention from other men? A lot of these men will find these women who get all these surgeries done and look like the most popular celebrities just because that's what everyone says they like and that's what's popular. Just like a man will buy a car to impress other men, he will have a certain type of woman to impress other men as well and to look good. So you have to have that discernment and understand, who is he trying to impress right now and why? Let me give you an example. There's 2 reasons why a man may choose to have an expensive car like a Ferrari or like a Rolls Royce or like a Bentley. The first reason is because he can afford it and he likes it. That's a green flag. That's the healthy representation. The second reason is because he wants to impress someone, whether it's other women or whether it's other men. That is a red flag. Learn the difference between a man that is wealthy and a man that is flashy. Sometimes wealthy men have flashy things because they genuinely like it. But if they're doing it with the intention to impress people, it's like using jewelry to blind people, right? Why do rappers go in their music videos and wear all these big chains and have all these flashy cars and all these things? They're trying to distract you from the fact that they're committing crimes. If you listen to their music, they're rapping about how they disrespect women, how they use women, how they commit crimes, how they scam people. Most rap songs will depict something like that. There's a few artists that don't really talk about that stuff, but for the most part, that's what's in there. So obviously, they need to have something beneficial to compensate for their bad behavior, which is their jewelry, their cars, their bling, their clout, their fame. That's how they get you. They blind you, right? Blinded by the light. Have you ever heard that expression? Blinded with the bling. A lot of women get blinded with the bling and they walk into these situations where these men are clearly manipulative and clearly don't have good intentions, but they're willing to give these men the benefit of the doubt because these men understand that, hey, you can get away with acting a certain type of way if you're flashy enough and if you show off enough. So make sure that all of his actions are aligned, because a lot of these flashy men don't actually have that much money and they spend all their money on being flashy, but when it comes to planning a date, they're super cheap about it. Like, he's wearing designer clothes and he has a Rolex, but he doesn't want to take you out to a nice dinner. Unhinged red flag number 3, he uses social media on a regular basis. Unless he's running a business that requires him to be active on social media, healthy masculine men don't care about keeping up with social media and watching people's stories and following people and getting followers. Like, they're not concerned with that. They're concerned with things that translate into money, that translate into profit. Maybe he has some kind of account where he keeps up with his friends from law school, but he's not out here trying to build a social media presence and tell his people what he's up to. No, because everyone knows what he's up to. He's working. He's working at his job, providing for the family. If a man is always updated on the latest trends, the latest celebrity news, and he has the perfectly curated Instagram aesthetic feed, he's just a little bit too feminine for you. He's probably not going to be the provider, protector type of man, because he's concerned with all the wrong things. His priorities are not in the right place. Instead of making himself a man and working hard and building a career, he's spending time on superficial things to get validation. It's pretty consistent. Like, the men that want to get attention, why do they want to get attention? Who are they trying to get attention from? If he has a social media presence and he's trying to get attention from other women, what does that say to you? That tells you, okay, he likes women chasing after him. He likes to be pursued. He likes to look cool. He wants to see who likes his posts. He wants to see who's watching his stories. He wants to play those games and watch people's stories and then swipe up on their stories, right? Immature men oftentimes use social media as their roster. Like, instead of getting women's numbers, they get their Instagram instead, and they'll just keep tabs on women. So if they go into a serious relationship, they probably don't even use their social media anymore, because that's what they used it for. They used it to get girls. I've told you this before and I'll tell you this again. Healthy men use social media for 3 things. Number 1, getting money. Number 2, getting girls. And number 3, learning something. Unhealthy men use social media to gossip. Gossiping is not something that busy, successful men have time to do. Even the men that love to gossip, but they're healthy and masculine and they know how to channel that, they'll start a podcast that pays them money, where they get to gossip about all the things they want to gossip about, but they get paid for it at least, you know? They get to play video games because they want to play video games, and then they record it and they get paid for it. The healthy men that have some traits that may be more feminine know how to channel that in a way that pays them, in a way that still adds value to them as men. I want to be consoling my man because his business partner didn't want to work with him on his latest deal, or because the stockholders of his company didn't pass on something that he wanted to pass, or because his products or services aren't selling the way he wants them to sell. Those are the things that I want to be there for him and be like, oh, I'm sorry that, you know, your business isn't going how you want it to right now. I'm sorry that you're stressed out at work. I don't want to be consoling him because he didn't get enough attention on his last story post. I'm sorry. Unless that translates into money. If you want to stop feeling so anxious, start feeling more happy and empowered and relaxed, then check out my Positive Affirmations card deck. It's a beautiful set of over 150 positive daily messages that will instantly improve your emotions and attract better thoughts. This set contains affirmations that will help empower you in every area of your life. Happiness, beauty, success, money, abundance. Go to shopaffirmations.com. Unhinged red flag number 4. He constantly complains about how past women used him for his money or betrayed him. Men use complaints strategically. If a man is seeming to try to get sympathy from you and you just met him, that's a red flag. Men like to come off as strong. Men like to come off as not being weak. So if right from the beginning he's telling you how he got taken advantage of and how he got betrayed, he's trying to trigger you in some way. He may be trying to trigger your nurturing instinct so that way you lower your expectations for him. He may be trying to sort of complain so you lower your standards to try to prove to him that you're not like that woman who used him. Typically, men will not talk about their past partners until they get to know you better, and even then they'll usually only bring it up if you ask them. Men are mostly in the present moment. Healthy men don't want to bring up past issues in relationships unless it's necessary for the conversation. So if he's constantly bringing it up, he's definitely trying to manipulate you, or he's just simply not moved on from the situation and he needs to be single and heal from that. But you should never have to overcompensate for his past traumas. That is his responsibility to heal. Just like it's your responsibility to heal from your past and not make your current partner's life living hell because you haven't healed from the past yet. Something to keep in mind here too, it's going to require some discernment on your part. Sometimes men use complaining to impress you. So understand if he's trying to impress you, then he may say stuff like, oh, it was so hard. It was such a tough journey. I worked so hard, right? He's gonna want to say things that sort of make you feel like, wow, he's so strong. He's so powerful. You know, imagine if a man came home from work and he was like, oh yeah, that was so easy. That required no effort whatsoever. You'd be like, oh, okay, it's easy for you to provide for me, no problem, like, no big deal. But if he comes home and he's like, oh, that was a tough day at work, that was so hard, I worked so hard, my boss was so annoying, my employees were so annoying, what does that make you feel? It makes you feel, oh, babe, you work so hard for us, you work so hard for me to provide for us, like, oh, I'm gonna treat you so good tonight and I'm gonna give you a real special treat later, right? That's what he wants, probably, if he's using complaints to impress you. But if he's using complaints to sort of lower your expectations and make you think like, okay, I have to like not ask for too much because he is complaining, then that's where you don't want to talk to this man. And keep in mind that a lot of the times you assume he's complaining because he wants you to change, but he's actually trying to impress you. So make sure that you're looking out for this, understanding that men typically complain strategically. They're not like us women wanting to get sympathy for no reason. Like, they want something specifically. Before I move on to the last red flag, let me know your key takeaways so far from this training. And if you want to go deeper and get personal guidance in your relationships, go to the link on the screen or go to modelpatty.com to check out all of my resources and how you can improve yourself and improve your relationships. Unhinged red flag number 5. He's very jealous and very controlling because he cares too much. Jealousy and control comes from a place of insecurity, okay? Think about it like this. If a man is constantly stealing and robbing people, he's also going to constantly feel paranoid that other people are plotting against him and trying to steal from him and trying to rob him. Similarly, if a man has a pattern of cheating, then he's going to have a pattern of thinking someone else is trying to cheat on him. He's going to have a pattern of not trusting other people because he knows that he's not trustworthy. If someone has the mindset of a cheater, they think everyone else also has the mindset of a cheater. The ones that are the most controlling and jealous in relationships usually are the ones that need to be controlled the most. They do to others what they need someone to do to them. They're the ones who don't have the discipline or the control. When a healthy man cares about you and likes you, that comes with a certain level of trust. the reason he likes you is because he trusts you to a certain degree. So unless you actually do something that would make him believe or think that you're not to be trusted, he's not going to be overly jealous or overly controlling. Healthy masculine men are pretty easygoing. They're not trying to control you all the time. They have respect for you and they trust you unless you give them a reason not to. They're going to judge you based on your behavior. So if you're not acting shady, they're not going to assume anything shady is going on. If a man is going to ask to look through my phone, guess what? I'm going to say, let me look through yours. And guess what? I'm going to check that email. I'm going to check those requests. I'm going to check everything. Because if a man is concerned with what's on my phone, I already know that's an automatic guarantee there's something on his phone. Because men don't think like that. They think based off their own actions. So a lot of these men will snitch on themselves because of what they accuse you of doing. 99% of the time, that's what they're doing. So keep that in mind. To learn some of the non-negotiable dating rules that you need to follow if you're looking for a husband this year, then go watch this video next. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye! Mwah.